Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Very true. Let's move over to Brian Walsh. Week one of the Brian Walsh trial is done, and the prosecution laid out a digital roadmap of a cover-up, cell phone data tracking Brian to 3 different dumpster locations, surveillance footage of a Volvo at his mother's apartment complex the day before the trash pickup, text to a dead woman's phone, "Where are you? I still love you." Ha ha. Sent while her belongings sat in a garage bag, and a medical examiner now testifying about whether human tissue can be recovered from the hacksaw and hatchet pulled out of those dumpsters. The defense says this was panic, not murder. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, is here to help break all of this down for us. Jennifer, Brian's MacBook, which I don't think he was aware of how things synced to his son's iPad. That's how investigators found the searches. When confronted, he said, "I don't use that iPad, so that's really weird." What is that? What does all of that just tell you about him?
Oh my gosh. I truly think, I don't know if they really are going to be able to prove the 5 prongs of premeditation that it takes for murder one in Massachusetts. I worry about that, even though there's so much he did after the fact. When I say that, this is why I say that. I totally believe murder two. Just incensed at the affair, his whole life just plummeting to rock bottom. He's got no money. He's dependent on his mother, for heaven's sakes, to make ends meet in his house while his wife is out, you know, in love with another man and bringing in the huge bucks and living in a beautiful place up in DC. And you know, his life isn't going so well. Mm-hmm. And I think he annihilated her for that reason. But do I think it was completely premeditated? It doesn't have to be in, by the way, in Massachusetts. It's literally can be seconds before. That's how loose their premeditation standard is. But was this really a crime of passion? I think he messed up so badly saying that she just kicked off in bed and rolled over and she was dead. Mm-hmm. It was so ridiculous. He should have said, in my opinion, "Yeah, I confronted her about the affair. I'm angry and we got into an altercation and I hit her so hard I knocked her teeth out." Remember, her teeth had been knocked out. And she fell back and she hit her head and she killed herself. And then I had a moment of panic. I think their defense strategy is so bad. And I think the reason that they strategized this way strictly about money. He's hoping if he gets off that he gets that insurance paid out and all that other money. He's so dumb.
Yeah.
He should just admit something that's believable and forget about the money and maybe not spend the rest of his life in prison.
That's well, and in our chat, Gen Z is referencing pretty much what you're getting at, saying, I heard this weekend of another angle that his defense could have used, which I'm surprised they didn't go this route, is unaliving herself. You know, that there was not that she fell back and hit her head, but maybe, you know, everything was tumbling down and she just ended things. So, you know, the defense strategy is just really a head scratcher at this point.
I think it's because they have no options.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, it looks bad. But listen, nobody, if your wife commits suicide, you don't dismember them. Where he has totally went off the rails was taking a hatchet and a hacksaw and cutting her into pieces.
Yeah.
The sheer time and effort and sweat it would take to do something like this. This is not an easy task. I don't know what people are imagining, but for those of us who grew up on a farm, this is not an easy task. And I think he did it more than anything to conceal her. There's no way you can get a stiff body in a trash bag or in a car without being seen. But you just can pick up the pieces and take them. And that's typically why people dismember.
Well, the psychology of doing this, I mean, that in itself is like just spooky as hell. But again, you got to like look at what this guy is capable of doing. I mean, the way to make money is also not making fake Andy Warhol paintings and selling them. But he seemed to think that was a way of making money as a side hustle for a while there. The way of dealing with your wife suddenly dying is not to go to Home Depot and get a hacksaw and cut her up and put her in dumpsters around town. But he seemed to think that was the way to do it. I mean, this guy is an idiot. But it's more and more to like such levels of stupidity, it's truly shocking, and it lends a hell of a lot more even to the case of, oh, I get why she was cheating. I get why she was trying to get out of this. Of course she was. You'd be stupid if you weren't. If you're sitting there going, you're just the best husband in the world.
I love you so much.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it'd be one of those cases where if she killed him, I'd be like, I kind of get it. I kind of get why you would have killed him, because he's ruining your life. On Christmas Day, Brian searched William Fasto, DC real estate. That was Anna's boyfriend, the one she was having the affair with. And then Anna Walsh found dead. Google termed. Anna Walsh found dead. And Christmas Day plane crash. The defense says he didn't know about the affair, that this was some sort of a frantic search because there was a plane crash Christmas Day. Wasn't her plane by any means, but there was. And he was looking to see.
He was hoping.
If she was found dead on this plane, because of course that'll be the headline, your wife's name specifically, on a plane crash on Christmas. Like, I don't buy that for a second. You know, I buy he was looking up the Christmas plane crash. Sure. I think it was a separate search of like, oh, shit, there was a plane crash. But is there any validity, do you think, to the fact that he was doing that in some sort of relation to the plane crash? Or why on earth would you be looking up if your wife is found dead? And you know she's not.
That's the only thing that makes. Well, nothing makes really much sense.
No, yeah. Even that doesn't make a lot of sense.
I mean, the bottom line is, I think he was so preoccupied likely at that point. I think that this is around the time he knew what he was going to do to her. It couldn't have been too much in advance, or he wouldn't have had to make that, you know, last minute rush to all those stores to buy everything he bought, the cleaning and the mops and everything he bought, the hacksaw, the hatchet, right? He would have been ready to roll when she got home.
Yeah.
So it was clear to me that, you know, after it all happened, he had to cover it up. But when did he really make the decision to kill her? I just find it, I feel like he was totally premeditated with all of that. Just the anger falling up.
Like, did he just jump the gun then? Like, literally, like it was in his mind, this is simmering for a while. And then, it makes you wonder if did something happen on New Year's after they had some drinks, after the friend had left, did something come up about the affair? Something about, you know, like a lot of changes happen on New Year's Day. I mean, New Year's Day is a rather big day for bad shit to be happening because a lot of people, all right, I'm starting something new. And it makes me wonder, did Anna say I'm done, or I'm going to, you know, I'm going to, you know, DC this week and I'm not coming back. Something that would have then put those gears into motion even more than they just were, where he was just making those weird casual searches about finding your wife dead a week earlier. Did that all get put into motion over something that was triggered that night? And then it was just, okay, I'm going forward with it. Is that premeditated then too, if that's what happened?
It's premeditated, Tony. Even if, like I said, even if it was seconds before, they have a weird premeditation law there. You don't have to plan it to premeditate it. So that's the weirdness about Massachusetts law. But definitely to your point, what was the straw that broke the camel's back, I think is what you're asking. Look, she already had taken a job there months earlier. She had already missed Thanksgiving and was with her lover then. Yes, it was to see the mom, but surely he was aware of something by that point. Listen, I don't think they were sleeping together. He's on Pornhub, right? She's sleeping with somebody else. He, to me, would definitely know that they were having, his wife was having an affair. She talked to the realtor, or I'm sorry, to her HR boss about kids, about moving her kids there. I think so much was in motion. Obviously, we can only hear his side of how things were perfect. I think things were perfect, and I think he absolutely knew what was brewing.
It all the Pornhub searches are also what really make you go, huh?
Yeah, things that make you go,
Yeah, things that make you go, Like, so he finds out his wife's doing these things, and then he immediately translates that into, how can I get off on this idea? I mean, literally searching for wife cheating and that sort of material. Like, are you?
Did he think he was in a different search engine?
What's that?
Did he think he was in a different search engine? Did he realize he was still in Pornhub?
I'm sure he did. He was looking for material of that nature. He was putting himself, it was a fantasy because he's like, he's living this life. He's coming to the realization that his wife is cheating on him. So he's then looking at material that he somehow will find, you know, pleasurable, you know, in that vein. It's like, what the fuck?
Again, that's probably why she was cheating, because he's just, he's a sick bastard.
There's a lot of reasons, I'm sure, why she was cheating. Jennifer, what do you make? I mean, I didn't quite get this argument that the defense is making, that the prosecution is cherry-picking evidence, showing body disposal searches, but ignoring the wine and restaurant queries. they're not showing you all of that. I'm thinking like, that's a service to you that they're not showing that, because I'm like, that kind of makes it worse, in my opinion. If you're like hacksaw to cut up wife, this and that, you know, does Applebee's deliver or whatever the hell he's searching? I mean, it's like, what are you like going to find the fine Chianti after you just, you know, took your wife's femur out? Like,
it's true.
I don't. Know,
you're looking for what's the most relevant, right, Tony?
Yeah, of course you are.
What's the most
relevant? Makes him look crazier with these other searches mixed in there.
Yeah,
it's true. You know, it's like you actually get to see somebody's brain and how they're functioning before and after murder.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's like how he's functioning. But the bottom line is, none of us are ever going to make sense, particularly of why he searched and in what order he searched, because it doesn't make sense. We often try to do that, right? Mm-hmm. We try to use, because we're logical and sensible and we're not homicidal, and we try to fit into our thought process how in the world they would do it or why in the world they did what they did. But I think, quite frankly, his searches just show he was going to do this. He's angry. He wasn't well prepared. I think it shows a crime of passion, personally. And I think they made a defense strategy mistake with how they chose for her to end up dead.
Do you think it would have been better for him to say that she had revealed the affair, or he figured it out, and he had a mental break. They didn't take this angle at all.
Nope, they didn't take that angle. And as I said, I really think it came down to the money, because if you kill your wife, you're not going to get any insurance benefit. And there was a lot of insurance benefit, and there's a lot of money out there.
Yeah,
and I think in his warped mind, he somehow thinks he's going to get off, that people are going to believe she just died in her sleep, and that he's going to live happily ever after with millions of dollars and his kids. He just has totally lost touch with reality, I think.
You think he was out of touch with reality for quite some time beforehand, too? Or do you think this was new?
You know, so look at what he did to his father. You know, his father had disowned him. And then when he died, he falsified everything, stole everything of value in his house, was even trying to sell his house fraudulently. Nothing was given to him. I mean, that tells you a lot about this person we're dealing with.
Yeah.
When a parent could disown you, and then when you steal from your dead parent who disowned you.
Yeah.
This guy is a bad dude. There's no empathy, no love. He's bad.
None. And that's what I think it shows more than anything, because you're exactly right. The parent thing, that was a whole big thing in this. The lack of emotional connection to say, well, you didn't see these searches, because it's insane. Fine, let's look at these searches if you want to bring them up. But it shows exactly that. Like, whether you panicked and freaked out, you would still have this emotional connection. You wouldn't be searching wines in the days after your chopping your wife up. You're not searching for restaurants the moment right after you chopped your wife up. I would think if you panicked and you're in a crazed state, or you're in this panic mode, you're in the corner shaking and crying, not like, I wonder if Rieslings are in stock. You know, it shows the exact opposite of that. But this is a man who seems to operate without it. And when you just look at the guy, you look at his actions, you look at the way he carries himself and what we've seen of him, he is that. He doesn't seem, there's something missing there. And I think that's what it is. It's the empathy. It's not there. And then once you can understand that, you can understand his thinking all the better. Probably the best damn thing that happened is the fact that he is such an idiot and he was caught for this, because God knows what would have happened next with those kids.
That's a really good point.
You know? I tell you, these family annihilators, which I think he is, I am so glad he didn't kill his children. I'm so glad, because sometimes when they know everything's lost, they just take out everyone.
Yeah.
And for some reason, thankfully, he spared the kids. And that's another reason why I truly think this was a huge fight. Remember, the teeth were knocked out. That's what I keep trying to say. This was not an easy death.
Take me back to the teeth part, because I'm trying to remember this as, how do we know the teeth were knocked out?
He searched for it, didn't he?
Yeah, he does
dental a search records.
Related to the teeth being knocked out.
Yep.
And I can't remember the exact verbiage, but that's how we know for sure the teeth were knocked out.
Based on his search history. Because we don't have a body, we don't have a skull, but because he searched for that, that tells us. Well, I mean, it tells us that at least he was thinking of the idea of removing her teeth, you know. I guess
he removed them. To me, what that told me was this was violent, and probably blunt force trauma situation, her teeth were knocked out. And so he's trying to figure out, you know, how to explain that. Because remember, he doesn't know the body isn't going to be found at that time.
Yeah.
He's hoping it's not going to be found.
It also begs the question that if he were doing this maybe while she were still alive, if this was blunt force trauma, would the kids have heard something, anything?
It depends. I mean, you know, if one blow and you're out, you know, you're not awake.
Or if he's just strangled her, you know.
Could have strangled her and then beat her. I mean, look at Gabby Petito. Look at Kaylee Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I mean, these people were not just, it wasn't like one knife blow and we're done. No, we're going to mangle her face to the point of not being recognizable. Gabby Petito was beat. She had bruising. You know, a lot of people think she was just strangled. She wasn't. She was strangled and beaten about the face. So, you know, when people are in a rage like that, they just go gorilla crazy.
It's going to be fast. What do you think happened with the body at the end of the day? when your opinion?
Oh, I think that he cut it up in amounts that could fit into these trash bags. We've talked about it before, but dead weight is heavy. And it would have to be small enough that you could then tie the bag. I would think that he might have even needed two bags for her whole body. And I think he cut her up into those little pieces. And just unluckily, the bags that didn't get into the incinerator ended up not being her. So she was incinerated for sure, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why we're not finding anything and never will. Ah, this is just a dark one. Brian Walsh, we'll keep watching this and seeing where this goes. You think the defense is going to have any chance of arguing anything here without putting him on the stand, or do you think he'll make it there?
I mean, they promised us in opening statements that we would hear from Brian Walsh. Now, this is my question. Is that semantics? And they meant we're hearing from him because of the recordings of the interview,
right? Mm-hmm.
You could argue is hearing from him. But what I've said from the beginning is they have to put him on the stand if that's their only real evidence. And and listen, this is an Alec Murdaugh type of brain that we're dealing with here. Somehow he talked Anna Walsh into marrying him.
True.
He's pretty, you know, persuasive, right? He was in the upper crust of society for a while. I mean, so I think he thinks he's pretty capable of leading a jury astray like Alec Murdaugh. So I think he has to testify, but we'll see. I mean, I think he'd be stupid too, but I think he has to.
He was able to fake it long enough to keep these people in his purview. It'll be interesting to see how he reads on a stand. I would be very, that's the only, I don't think it's going to work by any means, but it's the only shot he's got. Otherwise, everything else is just so damning. Jennifer Coffendaff, a retired FBI special agent, as always, thank you for coming on here and giving us your thoughts on these cases. And with that, be sure to leave us your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube, and be sure to press subscribe wherever it is you're listening to us or watching us. We do greatly appreciate that as well. Until next time, for Todd, Stacy, and Jennifer, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything. And seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.